Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Winging It Season 3, Episode 21. Tonight's ladies' night. And let me introduce your host, the man, the myth, the honey badger, Dr. D.
Yes. Who else to host ladies' night but me? I am the host of the show, of course. Hello, all, and welcome to Winging It. I am your host, Dr. D. Thank you for joining us. As always, you can listen to us on Amazon Music, iTunes, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Let's introduce the ladies of the evening. Coming to us from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. You can find her on Instagram at Maureen Fergusor. Please welcome Maureen Ferguson.
Hi, thank you.
Maureen, are you enjoying this autumn?
You know what? As a lady of the evening, absolutely.
You seem very autumnal to me.
You know what? I am. That is a very good call, Dr. D. Very intuitive of you.
Coming to us from New Jersey, you can find her at Emily Page Comedy on Instagram. Please welcome Emily Page.
Hello.
Emily, I saw recently you did some like corn mazing or pumpkin picking type things.
Yes.
Was that darling to do with your daughter?
The best part of having a child is that it's an excuse to do all of these things that I would have wanted to do alone, but like would have looked like a weirdo. So yes, it was very enjoyable.
I have a feeling our next guest may disagree with that assessment of children. You can find her on Instagram at Miss Spartacus. Please welcome Lindsay Barnes.
Hi.
Lindsay, what's the best thing about having children?
Blaming farts in an elevator.
Again, you and Emily are different types of mothers. All right, let's get to our prompts for the evening. Unlikely phrases heard at the United Nations, the UN, as they like to call it. That's what I call it. Maureen.
This is so embarrassing. I accidentally swiped right on North Korea.
Emily.
So based on recent events, I'm thinking we should rename the group.
Oh, goody. Donald Trump is here.
Maureen.
The chair now recognizes the representative from the Republic of Middle Earth.
Emily.
Anyone else think this whole world peace thing is a little overrated?
Yes. Lindsay.
We upgraded to the Nest cameras for all our international security needs.
Maureen.
Get Gary Busey on the horn post haste.
Gary Busey's just sitting home minding his own business tonight. We got to attack him. Emily.
So who is everyone's favorite couple on 90 Day Fiancé?
Lindsay.
What are you guys wearing to the office trick or treaty party?
Very good. Very good. Saving the best for last. I like it. Oh boy, I've been waiting all day for this one. Inner thoughts of someone on a date with yours truly, Dr. D. Dates that don't actually happen with me, but if they did, what would be the inner thoughts of someone on a date with me? Emily Page.
Doctor of what? Idiocracy?
Lindsay.
I should have swiped left.
Maureen.
Oh my God, is he talking about his friend, James Mack, again?
Wow, dig on both of us. I like it. Emily.
I can't believe I chose this over riding my horse.
Lindsay.
Do I lead with my daddy issues or my fear of commitment?
Maureen.
For someone whose screen name is HorseGirl69, he sure knows very little about horses.
Emily.
Winging it. More like winging this date.
Straight. Lindsay.
I can't believe he agreed to the date after seeing all my horse pictures.
And Maureen.
I really hope he explains the Chappelle special to me again.
Yes, mansplaining. That's what I do on every date. Very good.
Do you want to explain the horse jokes or no?
No. You need to know me to know my affinity for women and horses.
You got to follow Dr. D to know.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Me on Instagram at Dr. D Comedy 722. Failed names for diseases. COVID-19. Lindsay.
Lou Gehrig's cousin Steve's disease.
Maureen.
Oh, God. Dang, your breath stankatosis.
Emily.
Instead of chicken pox, they would be called cock spots.
Lindsay.
Chronic under neck tremors, shortened to. I'll let you figure that one out.
Maureen.
Oops, I sharted again syndrome.
It's a new song by Britney Spears. Emily.
I promise I didn't get it from kissing my cousin disease, also known as mono.
Lindsay.
Meningitis.
Maureen.
I had a few too many, forgot a condom, and now it burns when I pee urea.
Emily.
Old angry uterus syndrome.
I know some women who have that, yes. All right, good job. Features you want to see on the next iPhone, which will be what, iPhone 14? I don't even know. These things happen so quick. Maureen.
A breathalyzer that won't let you text if you're over the legal limit.
Yes, that'll let you drive, but not text.
Exactly.
Emily.
An iPhone feature that does whatever that echo sound is that Dr. D's mic is doing at the beginning of every sentence. Whatever that is, I want that on my phone.
Lindsay.
Fold my laundry.
Yeah.
Maureen.
Okay, a breathalyzer that will only let you text on social media if you are over the legal limit.
Emily.
I would love it if it did remote start for my car.
Lindsay.
Blocks calls from anyone who doesn't come to my shows.
So nobody would be able to call me. Maureen.
Okay. A breathalyzer that tells you if you have dang your breath stankatosis.
Emily.
An app that comes up with all of my answers for winging it.
Lindsay.
Vibrate mode attachments.
Ooh.
All right. Good job. I hope you text me. I've got the new attachment.
Hey, kid, here's a quarter. Text this number.
Oh no, but he didn't come to my show, so it'll be tough.
Christmas gifts you don't want to get, also known as Christmas gifts from Dr. D. I like that, Emily. That was a good groan. You're first, Emily.
Dr. D's autobiography.
Lindsay.
The next iPhone.
Maureen.
See, I'm gonna say an Android because, dude, those new iPhone features sound sick.
Emily.
A subscription to Winging It.
That's free. Lindsay.
The lingerie meant for my husband's mistress.
Oh.
You notice when the cup size is too big, you're like, you're wrong. Maureen.
Socks that are actually tarantulas.
Emily.
A pair of edible Santa panties.
Lindsay.
The lingerie meant for my husband.
You notice when the cup size is too big, right? Maureen.
R. Kelly's box set.
Thank you. What does that tell you if your boyfriend or husband gives that to you?
Nothing you want to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, good job. Unusual things to be thankful for. And don't say being on Wayne, Emily.
I'm not.
Lindsay.
Butterscotch chips. They're delicious.
That was so specific.
Yeah, yes, oddly specific. Maureen.
That you didn't get R. Kelly's box set for Christmas.
Emily.
Getting stuck in traffic and missing a family gathering.
Lindsay.
You know those tiny little plastic inserts for the lid of hot drinks?
Yes. Yes.
Maureen.
That somehow, by the grace of God, you never got herpes when really probably should have. But you didn't.
Emily.
How specific Lindsay's answers are.
Lindsay.
I'll go general. The entire Real Housewives franchise.
Maureen.
That your credit card got declined that one time, so you never ended up actually selling LuLaRoe.
And Emily.
Being friends with Dr. D.
Aww.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's so cute. She thinks she's your friend. And
I use the term loosely.
Lines you won't find in a Dr. Seuss book. Things you won't find in a Dr. Seuss book. Lindsay.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue balls.
Maureen.
Oh, the people you'll blow.
Emily.
Horton, here's a queef.
These jokes are always welcome. All right, free for all. Anybody's game. Who's up? Lindsay.
Fucks and socks.
Emily.
The more that you read, the more things you'll know. The more things you learn, the more college debt you'll have.
Maureen.
And will you succeed? Yes, you will. Yes, indeed. Just try your mommy's vape and you will feel good 100% guaranteed.
Lindsay.
From there to here, from here to there, Delta variant is everywhere.
Emily.
All the places you will fail.
Maureen.
I meant what I said and I said what I meant. Kill your family.
Lindsay.
Every Who in Whoville loved Christmas. But not Hanukkah, because they were all notoriously anti-Semitic.
Maybe who's more anti-Semitic, you're right. James Mack.
The cat and the merkin.
Emily, where'd you end up?
A person's a person, no matter how small, and it doesn't matter because no one likes you at all.
I feel triggered. Thank you. anybody else? Going once, going twice, sold. All right, that'll bring us to the end of that category.
All right, y'all. So looking at the scores, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Lindsay crushed it today. So
Lindsay won it with one joke. If you didn't say Lindsay won, I was going to say Lindsay won anyway. Lindsay Barnes, tell us what you know.
Oh, what do I? I don't know. I'm pissed. Can I just rant? I don't have jokes. First of all. You guys can answer this. Which is more annoying? The fact that I am within $500 of paying off my student loan and they're about to forgive them, Or the fact that I'm 44 and I still owe $500 on my student loan.
44 and still.
Right? So, okay. I feel like, what are we talking about? Instagram kids, right? They got rid of that. But I think they need to come up with an Instagram for middle-aged women. You ready? Mammogram. You know what's really been pissing me off lately, aside from people that call me ma'am on a random Thursday morning? I call it being mambushed. It like ruins my whole day. No, but like, you guys know the people that you walk by on the street who like signal that they're on a phone call, like as if I wanted to stop and talk to you, like it, like just like, oh, I'm really important. I'm on an important, like I'm so happy that these people have figured out a way to like utilize their time. You know, like you can get out and walk and make fun, but like, don't assume that I'm walking down the street like, oh man, I wish I had someone to stop and chat with. Because if there was someone that I wanted to stop and talk to, I guarantee you they're not the kind of person that goes, no one wants to talk to these people. They need to get over themselves. Like, either just start taking your calls at home or just like don't bother with the whole signal thing.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Woo!
Once again, you can find these funny ladies all over. Maureen Ferguson, tell the folks where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Maureen Fergusaur, like a dinosaur. S-A-U-R.
Emily Page.
You can find me on Instagram at Emily Page, P-A-I-G-E, comedy.
Awesome. And our winner tonight, Lindsay Ma'am Barnes.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter and my website at Miss Spartacus. Thank you very much. No ma'ams in here.
Not Ma'am Spartacus. All right. Again, everyone, thank you for listening to this episode. Be sure to follow Winging It on Instagram at Winging It Comedy. That's W-I-N-G-I-N Comedy. Winging It, as always, is a production of Headspace and Timing Comedy. I'm your host, Dr. Dean. We'll see you next time, hopefully.